responsibility for them. And it continued to be a fine arrangement, up until the day when Maggie turned up bright and early in the morning, ready and eager to ignore me on her own. No Trudy. Trudy was not with her. I was stunned. I didn't know what had happened to Trudy, and had no way of finding out, because she wasn't mine. Had she been run over by a truck? Was she lying somewhere, bleeding by the roadside? Maggie seemed restless and worried. She would know where Trudy was, I thought, and what had happened to her. I'd better follow her like Lassie. I put on my walking shoes and hurried out. We walked for miles, roaming around the desert looking for Trudy, following the most circuitous route. Eventually, I realized that Maggie wasn't looking for Trudy at all. She was just ignoring me. A strategy which I was complicating by trying to follow her the whole time, rather than just pursuing my normal morning walk route. So eventually I returned to the house and Maggie sat at my feet and moped. There was nothing I could do, no one I could phone about it, because Trudy didn't belong to me. All I could do, like a mistress, was sit and worry in silence. I was off my food. After Maggie sloped off home that night, I slept badly. And in the morning, they were back. Both of them. Only something terrible had happened. Trudy had been to the groomers. Most of her coat had been cropped down to about 2 millimeters, with a few topiary tufts on her head, ears, and tail. I was outraged. She looked preposterous. We went out for a walk, and I was embarrassed, frankly. She wouldn't have looked like that if she was my dog. A few days later, I had to go back to England. I tried to explain this to them, to prepare them for it, but they were in denial. On the morning I left, they saw me putting my cases in the back of the four-wheel drive and kept their distance, becoming tremendously interested in another dog instead. Really ignored me. I flew home, feeling odd about it. 6 weeks later, I came back to work on a second draft. I couldn't just call round and get the dogs. I had to walk around in the backyard looking terribly obvious and making all sorts of high-pitched noises such as dogs are wont to notice. Suddenly, they got the message and raced across the snow-covered desert to see me. This was mid-January now. Once they had arrived, they continually hurled themselves at the walls in excitement. But then there wasn't much else we could do but go out for a brisk, healthy ignore in the snow. Trudy stotted, Maggie bit her on the neck, and so we went on. And 3 weeks later I left again. I'll be back again to see them sometime this year, but I realize that I'm the other human. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to commit to a dog of my own. Written in 1994. In the old Soviet Union, they used to say that anything that wasn't forbidden was compulsory. The trick was to remember which was which. In the West, we've always congratulated ourselves on taking a slightly more relaxed, common-sense view of things, and forget that common sense is often just as